Mr. Petroff, good afternoon. My name's Bob Ward. I'm assistant to publisher Bob Ludwig at the Huntsville Times. How are you today? You did indeed, and that's really what I'm calling about to follow up on. I think we've met in passing. I was so very impressed with your with all of your remarks, but about the business of the Apollo 11 and the whole Project Apollo, I guess, program being, as you put it, I think the seminal event of this century that the that one will look back on 500 years from now, and that was your choice. I'm a old unreformed space reporter for the paper many years ago, and am now into on the administrative side, but I used to be on the news and editorial side and was managing editor and editor for quite a while. Oh, okay, good. What I'm calling, I've been recruited to help co-edit and coordinate an Apollo 11 30th anniversary we're going to put out in July, and I had suggested that we do that, and so the price for that is I'm going to help put it out. I'm doing sort of the main theme piece for the section among some other pieces, and I had already settled on the theme of, you know, we're doing, it's 30 years since Apollo 11, and we're doing this commemorative section. Why? You know, what is the big deal? I have some Von Braun quotes. I have some astronaut quotes. Some other journalists' quotes since then. I was going to weave that into an explanation or rationale, if you will, for making a big deal out of this. And I thought your remarks were just capped it off. That they were so well put. I later made some paraphrasing notes, and I wanted first to, I figured it was all right to work that in and quote you on that. I guess I wanted to see if you, to tie up a few other little details in my reference to it. The background that I'll set will be quite brief, but the situation was that USA Today, I guess in following up the wonderful pieces they ran on Time Domain and you and Mr. Fulton and et al., they asked you fairly recently to be one of those commentators or essayists on that point? Okay. And they did that when, and when will they run that? Oh, okay. That's... Sure. You're in a situation now where you can't proceed to repeat everything you said verbatim. I probably can do with the partial quotes that I remembered about the seminal event. I remember that was a phrase. Was that a USA Today phrase that they pitched to you? To you know, in describing what they wanted you to do, or okay, sure.
I see. I see. Oh, that's great. So it will be one of a short series, or a small number of people being asked to do that. I see. Yes, I recruited him and just a handful of others to do some guest byline pieces for this section, and just thrilled that he's doing that. Well, he called me back and said, "Bob, you know, you've really energized me with this request," and so he's going to do us two pieces. So I'm just thinking out loud here. I was hoping to write this piece this week. I could always. Your piece will be published. Obviously, I guess about a month before almost that we do this. Let's see. And we certainly wouldn't preempt USA Today with anything we ran a month later. And I'm just wondering if is there any way I could get some excerpts from it to cite in my piece that I'm going to do now for publication 2 months from now. You'll finish the piece when? Oh, okay. Well, you really may not want to deal with this while you're honoring your commitment to USA Today. As I said, I rushed back to the office and wrote down some, at least the essence of what you said without quotation marks around it and all of that. Just a moment or two more of background information, if I will. You've lived in, you and your family, I guess it would be, in Huntsville since when? August of 63, and that's when your father came. I see. So he didn't come with NASA in the first place. Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure, Eastern Europe. I see. You, that explains perhaps the wonderful knack you have for accents and dialects. I loved your story about Adam and Eve. Yeah, you know, I was making a stab apologetically, retelling that last night at a Huntsville Symphony Orchestra board meeting, and I couldn't remember the first nationality. Oh, I said I think it's a Brit, but I forget how he put it. I remembered most of the rest. What did he say?
3 months ago, they put out the 100 greatest scientists and thinkers issue here with the millennium approaching, and they gave Von Braun a couple of agate-type footnote mentions, and put Robert Goddard in about, 12 strata above him, and interesting, and with this plumbing, this absolute plumbing nightmare that he had with all the liquid propellants, he called himself a glorified plumber at times. Anyway, this, as I said, is a lot of a great deal of humor and some pathos and all kinds of vignettes and quips. Good. You know, I've discovered that too. I knew him only casually. Pretty much as, reporter, news source sense. But that has really come through also in my other research that this guy was actually humble. Mm-hmm. He sure believed in we.
It puts it into perspective, doesn't it? That's true, and the historical revisionists today don't appreciate any subtleties at all, and don't factor in what it was like to live under and work for a dictatorship. Before I forget to ask, and pardon the non sequitur here, your dad was in what scientific or technical discipline? My goodness. That is. And that is B as in Baker Ward, B Ward at Traveler with two L's dot com. Right. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I was just going to say I'd love to later buy you a drink or something and talk some more about this. True, and even, of course, from his team,